been my honor to welcome to the Oval Office the President and First Lady of a close friend of the United States, Mr. President. Thank you for coming. We've had a good discussion about a variety of issues. We discussed bilateral relations between Guatemala and the United States, which are very strong. We're friends. We treat each other with respect. Our objective is, with U.S. foreign policy is to have a neighborhood that is peaceful and prosperous, where social justice is important. One achieves social justice through good health policy, good education policy, and good judicial policy. The United States is pleased to help this government as best as we possibly can, help the average citizen get a good education and have good health care. We talked about how CAFTA is working. Exports to the United States have increased. Exports from the United States have increased, and that's good. We talked about security and the need for the region, Mexico, the United States, and the countries of Central America to fight drug trafficking. I told the President that we are working hard to reduce demand for drugs here in America. And at the same time, we want to work in conjunction with strong leaders to make sure these drug traffickers don't get a stronghold. And that's why it's very important for Congress to fund the Merida Project. We talked about the reforms that the government is instituting inside of Guatemala, including tax reform. A reform to make sure that people who break the law are held to account. And I was particularly pleased to note that the Guatemalan government and its leadership is promoting laws to make sure women are treated well. And that violence against women is prosecuted. And so, and we're going to talk a little later on about the Millennium Challenge account. And by the way, are we talking about blueberries? And so the blueberries are able to come off-season here in the United States, which is a positive development for Guatemalan farmers. And finally, of course, the President brought up the issue of immigration. And he wanted to urge me to think about TPS for citizens, as well as comprehensive immigration reform. I assured him that I will consider his request, and I assured him that I believe comprehensive immigration reform is in our nation's best interest. And so we've had a good discussion, and right after this press availability, I'll be taking he and the First Lady to lunch. And I'm looking forward to serving them lunch. And I bet you're looking forward to eating lunch. Thanks for coming.
Bueno, primero un agradecimiento a la hospitalidad. Hemos pasado un par de días trabajando, pero también disfrutando este fortalecimiento de la relación entre Guatemala y Estados Unidos. Y los temas principales es la lucha contra el narcotráfico, que en el caso nuestro es frontal, y estamos decididos a hacer lo que sea necesario para sacar esa lacra social de nuestro territorio. Y la parte social, la inversión social que estamos teniendo, apoyo de USAID, hay coincidencia de propósitos y de visiones. El problema de los migrantes, planteamos el tema del TPS, esperaríamos una respuesta, y particularmente sobre la reforma tributaria que estamos iniciando en Guatemala, y pretenderíamos con esto garantizar los recursos que el gobierno necesita para mantener los cambios y transformaciones que estamos impulsando. También reconozco el apoyo que estamos recibiendo en todo este tema del narcotráfico. Acabamos de recibir 4 helicópteros que nos van a ayudar y estarán funcionando ya dentro de poco. Y que hemos tenido un buen éxito en incautación de cocaína anoche, otra incautación importante, y esperaríamos mantener esa guerra conjunta con Estados Unidos, con México y nuestro vecino. es un asunto regional, no es un asunto solo del país. Y nuevamente, pues, considero que ha sido una entrevista exitosa y vamos para adelante.
I want to thank President Bush for his hospitality. We've spent a couple of days working here, and we are very happy to hold this meeting in which we have discussed strengthening our relationship, with an already strong relationship, in fact. We discussed, as the President mentioned, the fight against drug trafficking. We are doing everything necessary to eliminate drug trafficking and drug traffickers from our territory. We discussed the issue of social investment. We have received support from USAID. Our two countries have common aims in this regard. We also discussed the issue of our migrants. We brought up TPS with the President. We will be awaiting a response on that. We described our recent tax reform to the President. That is something we're starting in Guatemala because we need to ensure that we have the public funds to be able to carry out the reforms in the areas of social justice and others that we have discussed. We want to express our appreciation for the support that we have received from the United States to combat drug trafficking. Recently, we received 4 helicopters. This has been extremely helpful to us. We've also achieved good success on this front with the recent cocaine seizures. In fact, an operation was just carried out last night, a very large one, very successful. And on that, we are working not just with the United States, but also with Mexico and the entire neighborhood in Central America, because all of us must be involved, as President Bush said, in order to combat that scourge at all levels. And so we are very happy to be here and very happy to be moving forward. Thank you.
Gracias, señor.
Gracias.